Okay. Going live now.
Hello, Debbie. This is Al.
Hi, Al. Hold on just a second, if you will, please. I need to put this here. So today is Thursday, November 4th, 2021, and this is the new moon session. And this is Debbie Moran, for those of you who don't know me. And for those of you who don't know, we come on board here once a month, every new moon, to energize what it is we want to energize in the world and let go of what we would prefer to let go of. So, hi, Al.
Oh, yeah, hi.
You will hear me. I'm back and forth. I'm on Facebook Live, and I'm on this call. So, okay. So, hi, Al.
Yeah, hi. The reason I'm calling is because I got a little bit nervous or discombobulated or whatever you want to call it, that I called the number a while ago, and I realized that I didn't have a code. And I had been inviting some people, including on a post on my Facebook page. I'm going to have to go back on there now and make sure that the people I tagged have that number. Somebody actually just sent me a message a little while ago, and I'll tell her. I think you have Danielle Baker as a friend of yours, so she should know about it. And
okay.
Yeah?
All right. So, okay. Did you want to state an intention?
Well, my intention, well, I don't know how to, there's so many things going on. I wish that Esther could have access to this. I'm going to pass it on to her. She's supposed to be giving me a Reiki session. We've been doing distant sessions with each other, and she perceived so correctly that I needed some, as well as the ones I was flowing to her. So if I disappear before the end, that's probably what will be happening, because I don't want to miss her flowing me some Reiki.
Okay. No worries.
Yeah. What did I want? Possible. Something I could ask. See, I need help in some form. I know all through the years that I remember, what is it? I sent checks to you, right, to Sarasota, Florida, checks or money orders, right?
I don't know.
I don't know if you're still...
Can we talk about that later?
Okay.
I actually focused on the new moon session.
Okay. Sure. I'm gonna go answer Samantha Braun and check my post on Facebook and see what I can do. If I momentarily get off this broadcast, I think I'll still be able to get on, because when I tried that before, it wouldn't let me in. It said I made too many attempts. But I think I'll be able to get in.
Once you've connected, you'll get in.
I'll be able to get back. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hi,
just for now.
Hi. Thank you for breathing.
All right.
All right. So, Renee, you have anything you want to intend for tonight? Hi, Ashley. So everybody take a few moments and just, as Sunay said, breathe with me. Use your breath. But a full breath. Many people, when I say breathe, they take a breath in and then just stop or start talking. Yes, and there are lots of downloads coming in for sure. So just take a few deep breaths in and out, at least 3 deep breaths in and out. And if it feels right, tap them into your head, your heart, and your navel. Okay. So I don't know about the rest of you, but I've talked to several people, and I know myself that the last 5 days have been a little chaotic. Not that the past few days hasn't been, but the past few days have been a little chaotic. And thank you. Yes, Wei Qi. So, Sunei, are you saying that's coming in for you, or are you saying you want to address that? Small intestine, discernment, and Wei Qi. Either way, it's coming in now. So, and it's really related with a lot of what you're just commenting on. There are so many downloads coming in and so many things that are in transition. Everything is in transition, actually. And it's all good that it's all in transition. It's just that it's sometimes, because many of us have a bandwidth of a familiar pattern or familiar. Thank you, Sunei. So we're working with, as Sunei said, the small intestine, discernment, and Wei Qi. And what that means is the small intestine is the yang of the heart. It is the and if one of its big consciousness and functions is discernment, which is similar to judgment going on like crazy all around the world, but different. Because judgment has a make wrong, make right dynamic. It has a divisive separating energy. Discernment, while it separates, it sorts more. So it's not about making wrong. It's about sorting to receive what is good. In other words, what is nourishing for you. And then to let go of those things that are not nourishing to you, because then they can be literally dumped into the earth. And that is the same as when we breathe in and exhale out. We are literally exchanging air, oxygen, energy with the plant life and the trees around. And so part of that dynamic, too, for the small intestine, is it works not just on the physical level, the absorption of vital minerals, exactly. So it's absorbing the minerals and letting go of anything that might be, that just works detrimentally for your human body. That goes the same thing within your emotional field, within your mental thought field, and within your environmental field. And so the Wei Qi is like our energetic skin, and that is like a layer of the skin that main function is protection, but it's also about the discernment, the allowing in of what serves and the letting go of what doesn't serve. And that's really what we're all being called to do, to let in what serves, to receive, to actually receive what serves, and to let out what doesn't serve. Yes. And for anybody that's on Facebook, you can see that it has to do with the vital minerals. It also has to do with the tension patterns that fall away in the fascia, and not just but in the mental realm, especially those thought patterns, those stress patterns that create this pain. Hi, Jackie. Create this stressful fight-flight dynamic of literally not feeling like you can make it. And so that's what I was talking about earlier. So bandwidth is a big part of this, because many of us are resisting these changes because they look scary out there. And I'm not saying that there's not a lot of quote-unquote out there that isn't scary, but out there is scary because we have the thoughts that are creating them, that are energizing them. And so as we get clearer, it's really about the way the systems work out there are literally reflecting the way the systems have been working in here, or not working in most cases, at least not for the betterment of the body and the body of physical body, as well as the body of humanity, as well as the body of the earth. As you've heard me say before, Earth is a sentient being. Yeah, dumped into the ground. Literally dumped into the ground. Hi, Sunshine, back. Hi, Rhonda. So it's really about really about recognizing and stepping into empowerment of self and to self-authority and self-autonomy. I mean, many people think we think. We don't think. We collect thoughts. There's a system of thoughts in this collective consciousness that really is circulating continually. And what we do is we latch on to those thoughts that we seem to resonate with or believe in, that we're programmed into. Hi, Diane. And when we do that, it just activates that energy within us. It's like we become part of that, and we literally feel like there's this tug of war between that dynamic. Hi, Ange. I'm feeling more excited. Ange says, I'm feeling more excited. Fear has been energized in a good feeling way. And that's fabulous. Because, you know, everybody says fear is the enemy. Well, no, fear is not the enemy unless you're not listening to it and unless you go run rampant in your thinking with fear. Fear is an energy that actually keeps you alive and gets things moving in your body. But if you, it's like the precursor to intuition. So it's that initial impulse that says, listen. And if you actually literally do what I just did, when you catch your breath and go, you literally stop and take one full breath in and out. Three is much better, but if you literally stop and take one full breath in and out, you will find that suddenly you're receiving the information that you need. And suddenly you're not running scared like you're running from a Tyrannosaurus Rex. You're suddenly recognizing, oh, okay, I'm not supposed to do that, or I am supposed to do that. So it's really about listening to your inner guidance, and that's the way it actually grabs your attention. But the problem is, when we don't listen to that inner guidance, it becomes this dynamic of it. You feel overtaken with it. It's like literally running in space, and all in your head, like literally running in space. And so it's like terror. It can become terror, but it's really the thoughts that are creating that. And fear is just an impulse that works with the kidneys and the adrenals and your central nervous system. And for those of you who haven't heard me say this before in the past, have you ever been excited about something? I know you are, Ange. And when you're excited about something, or you can be excited, or you can be enthused, or you can be excited, and it's not, you don't even have to worry about the words, but it's a matter of the difference in frequency. It's a matter of the difference in energy. So if you're enthused, if you're excited, but you're excited from a heart space, you're going to get energy because your endorphins are going to be pumping, 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 pumping. If you're excited from a nervous system space, your adrenaline is going to be pumping, and you're going to get exhausted, or you're going to get tired. So, and Jackie says her intention is to keep healing my brain and face, to stay my course and keep moving forward into my new career. And that's beautiful, Jackie. And I encourage you to actually just breathe into that space with that new career and just come into it from this empowered space, this space of ease that literally pulls you into it rather than pushes you forward. And Andy says, please hold space. Kaiser just forced us to declare a strike, 11:15. So much emotion in the world. Yeah, a lot of people, we are experiencing a lot of emotion, and part of the reason is because we've been repressing so much emotion for pretty much since the beginning of time. And again, when I say that, it's not about being stuck in this emotional loopiness. That's because we're trying to repress it and we're trying to keep it under wraps. I mean, we have this, like I said, we have this machine, this system that is like this hamster wheel that we have established that keeps us moving forward and says, get over it, get over it, get gone, get over it, get gone, get over it, get gone, instead of relax, breathe into it, and begin to be willing to trust. You can't trust if you've never experienced circumstances that actually allow you to trust, but you can begin to be willing to trust. Okay, and we'll go back to Sunae says, we can manifest collective growth based on that nerve impulse. Nerves reset, fibers, fiber health organs, endocrine systems balance. Exactly. It's about those new pathways. And that's what I was saying about the bandwidth. So we are being challenged to expand our bandwidth, and that is nervous system, Sunae. You're absolutely correct. That is nervous system. So it's like we need to expand our bandwidth of our ability to be present, our ability to receive. And when I say receive, it doesn't mean what it is typically advertised out there to mean. That advertising, what I've recognized is there's the advertising. We like live in a big ad campaign, and it's really about can we redirect our focus and quit buying into that stuff that is literally not helping, that is literally causing harm. Radical listening, yes. Radical listening, radical honesty, radical presence. But radical presence doesn't mean violence. It means solid, clear presence, clear presence. And Angela says, I feel I am running toward, not away. Yay! I know, I feel that too for you. I feel that for so many of you here, and I'm so grateful for all of you for showing up here because, as I've been saying all along, it's like too many of us that are in this consciousness realm where we swim in these waters all the time and we don't recognize that in the outer world. When we're focused so much on the outer world, what we're doing is we're polluting our own inner world instead of sharing the clarity of our own inner world and letting it ripple out, literally ripple out into the world. Yes, Angela, repressing. We've been repressing our emotions because emotions, as you heard me say last time, emotions by their very name need to move. Just like a baby goes from extreme laughter to throwing a tantrum, to crying, to pouting, to back to laughter again. That's how our emotions literally move if we let them move. And that what that does is that creates a healthy body. That creates a healthy human being. That creates healthy interactions with one another. But in the world, we have this tendency, if we see somebody crying, we're immediately trying to stop them. Oh, don't cry, don't cry. Yes, cry. Let a person cry for let them cry. Let them laugh. Let them do whatever they want. Don't be that stopping point that bottlenecks not only your own emotions but everyone else's. So it's really about being so clear and so present that you live unapologetically in your space of your soul, your heart, your spirit, and the preferences that you have in the world. The preferences. It's about getting clear on what are your preferences. What kind of world do you prefer to live in? And are you speaking of that world, or are you speaking of what's wrong with it all the time? Yes, Angela says, right, trying to control. Wait, Sunae says, I'm staying curious in all of these challenging moments. Each moment, it's all about the breath, moving the energy. And that is so true. And so many people, they just basically poo-poo, the breath. I want a big complicated system technique. But really, it literally is all about the breath. The breath is literally the life that flows through us. And every time we withhold it, we are the ones bottlenecking or putting a kink in our source, in our energy. No one else. So every time we hold our breath, we are the ones stopping our own abilities. We're the ones making ourselves unavailable to what's available to us and then complaining because it's not there. But it is there. For those of you who follow Abraham Hicks, that's what they've been saying all along. A little bit short on the information, but that's what they've been saying all along. It's all there, but they've neglected to say, it's the breath. Breathe. So we have been controlled. Yes, and that's something I saw, right, she says, right, trying to control, but realizing we are being controlled. Time to step off the wheel. Yes, and we are being controlled because we have allowed it. We have gotten comfortable. And it's time to, we don't have to be distressed. We're actually distressed now as a collective. Now it's time for us to actually breathe, give ourselves more bandwidth, give ourselves more range of motion, give ourselves more from this place of more presence, more autonomy, more authority, not from an authoritarian military government, commanding presence, not from violence, but from love. And Anne, she's talking about step off the wheel. I've heard some people say, hamster wheel of life. There is no hamster wheel of life. There is a hamster wheel of death. And but we are trained to think this is just the wheel. This is the way life works. But no, that is not the way life works. That's the way death works. That's the way slow walk to death works. So it's like, it's time to become alive. It's time to become vital. Like Denise said in the beginning, the vital energy, it's time to bring that up. It's time to shine that light. It's time to bring that energy forward. And it's time to share that with the world. And that doesn't mean go out there and deplete yourself, giving yourself away so that other people feel better momentarily, because that's just a mandate for them and it's detrimental to you. And so it's not really helpful to anyone. It's really about taking care of oneself so well that you have this overflow, this abundance of ability to be present for others in need. So that you show them by example, this is what's possible, people. This is what's possible, people. Don't let go of the old rules. Let go of the old supposed to, should, and step into the what's possible. And I'm willing to trust, even if I've never experienced one moment in my life, which, by the way, I imagine everybody's experienced at least one moment in their life where everything came through to them in flying colors. And I've worked with a lot of people, and there's a lot of pain experience. But if you look for that one moment, that will be the trigger that gives you just enough juice to get you moving in the direction of, I do remember I had a moment where everything came through in flying colors easily. It wasn't so hard. So I do know it's possible, and I'm willing to trust, even if it makes me a little on edge. And guess what? On edge is not bad unless you're rigidly holding that position. Yeah, and I'm sorry. And husband Jim is gone now. And she is on a whole new part of the journey. There's emotions, Angela, can be exhausting, but they feel great to cycle through. They said, I felt a lot of anger this week and felt grateful for the lesson on what's not working. So I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Ho'oponopono. Return to source. Thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you too. Definitely. Return to source. Donna Nunes says she has ho'oponopono beads. And she uses them every evening. That's beautiful. And we're all seeing what we need to see. Trust linked with hips, courtesy, R17, reciprocal balance. Thank you. I'm like, what is R17? So Sunay is pulling up the reciprocal balances. I so love this. Thank you for participating. Yes. Reciprocal balancing is... it's like working with the reciprocal, the opposite sides of the body. This is a body talk technique, guys. And it's literally working with these opposite sides. And what that is our circuitry. And so when we link, for instance, the right hip or the right shoulder to the left hip, and vice versa. What we're doing is we're linking crossways to those parts, and it includes everything in between. So it's literally helping to reset and rewire everyone to make it easier for these new pathways and this bandwidth to increase. Yeah. Jerry says, I feel so much settling and falling into place. I'm grateful. Thank you, Sherry. I agree. I really do agree. Just be true to yourself. We don't have to fight. I know Esther time actually said a long time ago, we only have to defend what we want. So if you're tapping into balancing, physical balancing is helpful. It's very helpful. And so if we allow ourselves, I love that thought. So much in that sense. To be in this state of ease, even in the midst of the chaos, it's about redirecting the lens of our mind. Every time we get hooked in a thought, it's very true, actually, that we're playing judgment. We are. Philosophically, we know we are all one, but we are these individual beings, and we worked on this last time with the big four with body talk. So thank you, Lisa. Yay! Nice to see you again. So, that's why I say you only defend what you got. That's why a lot of people go to war defending something that they believe, but literally, if you know it to be true, you don't have to defend it. You don't have to justify it. You have to convince anybody else of your truth. That is simply you trying to get others. I say you. I'm talking about the collective. When we're trying to get others to convince others to believe what we believe, I, Linda, welcome. When we're trying to get others to believe and to buy into what we believe, we're trying to convince them, then it's because we doubt it. We're selling it. We doubt it. Because otherwise we don't need others to believe in it. And if you stand clear in that presence, it's not judging anybody else for their own beliefs. It's literally just accepting. And to be true, changes. Breath by breath. We used to say moment by moment by moment. And now we're saying breath by breath by breath. What we believe, what we know to be true, deepens and goes to a much deeper core part, and it morphs and it evolves as we are present to it. So that's why so many people are, talking about science. I love science. I do love science. But science is not the end-all, be-all, because science proves one thing and then later proves itself to be a lie. So, they used to say nerves never regenerated, but that's because they were studying dead brains. So it's like as our technology widens, our scope of availability widens. But guess what? This is a mirror. This technology is a mirror of this. And we don't need it if we go inside to actually discover the mysteries of the universe, actually beyond the universe. Because I was made aware, and I actually like this, I used to say, the universe has your back. And Brian Ridgway, I worked with him before, and he actually said, the universe is the construction of everything we think and believe that we know, keeping us from feeling the emotions that we don't want to feel. So, and that's why I was saying, the earth is a sentient being. The universe, the system out there, is a construction of our minds. So it's bigger than the universe. It's bigger than the universes. You call it God, you call it source, whatever you want to call it, but I don't call it the universe anymore because the universe includes all of the ad work that says, buy this, buy that, do this, do that. So it's really about expanding our awareness, the lens of our perception inward, and not justifying your choices when you know they're coming clearly from within. And they said, feeling inward and listening to the navel, being a somanaut. I love that, a somanaut. I don't even know if that's a word, Sune, but if it isn't, it ought to be. No. If it isn't, you just put it in the dictionary. So. Wow. This is great. I came into this session a little tired from the last several days, but as soon as I came in, it's like, oh, nice, wonderful, thank you guys. Oh, I love you all. Be still, exactly, Angela. Be still and know. And yet know. What I know is I know nothing. This is what I tell people about more, is I know nothing. And that's literally because there's so much to know. Thank you, Sune, for doing that. So, Tanya says, I love that. Thank you. Defend what we doubt. Wow, so profound. Thank you. And moving in the 52 moves during this session. Oh, this is fantastic, because Tanya's moving in the 52 moves of the Nia technique. And the Nia technique is a movement technique. It's a dance, but it's a movement technique. Very profound. And the 52 moves includes all the joints of the body. And so she's bringing that in for everybody. So thank you, Tanya. So, loving the flow, spiral, flower essence of peace, lily, yucca, jasmine, and orchid is in creation, coming into this session and vice versa. Fantastic. So, everybody, that's a whole lot coming in. That's fantastic. So, Unwinding the Belly by Allison Post is a book I'll recommend here and reread now that it's come up. Unwinding the Belly. I haven't heard of that one, Sune, and I've read a lot of books, so thank you for that one. So I think I know that one. Diane, what I know is that I will never know with the mind. Yes. So true. What I know is that I know nothing. There's so much more for me to know than I can even fathom knowing, because the more I know, the more I learn, the more I know, the more I remember, and I call it like knowing or remembering. And this is what I feel like we're in this remembering phase. And it's really a dynamic of unlearning. You know, a long time ago, I went to a codependent meeting, And I loved their work. I loved their classes. But I turned around and left immediately when they stood up and said, hi, my name is such and such, and I am codependent. And I went, no, you people don't have a clue, because you learned to be codependent. So you can unlearn that. So I turned around and left. That's not codependent, but we are an interdependent species. We do need each other. But it's not about being codependent. It's about being interdependent and enlivening one another, not trying to hook one another in. So, that's big, because I guess I'll hook coming away, books falling away, books falling away. Shake them off. Everybody, shake your own way, do your own thing, but shake them all off of yourself. We do need each other. We do need each other. Angela says, yes, we need each other. But we need to need each other by knowing what we need, and by, instead of coming from this place of rejecting our needs and then trying to get them filled through another person. Interdependence, very true. It is interdependence. Lisa, interdependence, rather than this battle between codependent and independent. So true. Hey, Sinead's running the bars, too. I love this. So all these different systems are being brought in by everybody. Bars are the access consciousness, and they are points on the head affecting the brain and different life situations. And so she's running the bars for everybody. Thank you, Sine. I love it. So, vital, vital, vital. So what I started to say about remembering, it's about unlearning, and it's about remembering the truth of who we are. And I'm not sure, I have no clue how much of that we can become conscious of while we're in this form, but I know it can be a whole lot more than what we have been up till now. And so I am feeling just allowing that remembering. And it's so funny because I used to be, I love the bars 2-inch. I used to actually, in my beginning stages with body talk, I used to think of Humpty Dumpty. Remember that old nursery rhyme? Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall. And Humpty Dumpty, you know, fell off the wall. He cracked all the bits off. Bottom line is, like, that's really a bit like what our consciousness, what happened to our consciousness, but it isn't irreparable. It's not even true. It's really about letting that image go. And if you notice, all of our nursery rhymes are like horror stories. Is running the bars like a race to get beer? That's hilarious, Andy. Well, that's so funny to say that because Esther did used to say, after satsang, it's sometimes a bit of a beer. That's hilarious. Well, you guys are fantastic. You're moving so fast I can't even get to comment first. Defragment, yes. Defragment, which means just like the old computers used to do, it's literally pulling the pieces of us in the right places where we've been scattered and broken apart in all these different areas in our minds, not here, but in our minds. And so it's literally defragging those pieces of us and bringing us together to help us be fully present, fully functional, optimally present. And the body pain is part of the changing to new paragraph. Yes, it is. Actually, it is, Linda. Body pain, it's not something you want to stay with, but a pain is a messenger. It's a symptom. So it is telling us something. And if we breathe into it, the problem is we have this tendency to hold our breath when we're in pain even more than any other time, whether it's emotional pain or physical pain. And when we do that, we literally cut off our body's ability. But what I said last time about the body's scanning ability, when we breathe in, the body scans from the denser frequencies, the bones and the muscles and the tendons and ligaments, all the way up to the energy field, and scans for anything that's not thinking, anything that's not working, anything that's out of commission. And then it sets it up to repair. And then when we exhale, it scans from the higher frequencies down to the denser frequencies. So for every breath, our body is literally scanning, hey, what needs to be addressed? What needs attention? Who needs something here? It's like talking to the body. What do you need? Oh, you need something? Oh, okay, kidney. Let me give you some potassium. Ah, for some reason, somebody needed potassium in the kidneys, or we all did. And, okay, scanning down in the meridians, so what's going on in the meridian fields? It looks like there's a tangle. They're entangled in terms of not well. So it's like, okay, so now we're exhaling and it's scanning the meridians. So it's like, okay, let's get those meridians in order. They have direct pathways. Nice. So it's keeping that all in order. And so, like yoga, in yoga they say perfect breath equals perfect health. And that's why, because our breath is our life. And our bodies are so miraculous. Our bodies are the miracle of our life. And they are beyond our ability to comprehend. I mean, doctors, scientists, they pull them apart and they dissect and study individual parts. And that's all good and dandy. And I've actually done dissection, so gross, but interesting. And yet, you can't get any information really other than, oh, this is what it looks like. These are the parts. What we're doing is pulling those parts together and reminding them that they are interdependent. So just like we are interdependent with one another, our body parts, our cells, are all interdependent with one another, and they need each other. So we're like individual cells walking on this sentient earth, which is our mother. Upgrading is not always comfortable. Often it's not comfortable because comfort. Sometimes we get comfortable in our pain. It's almost like we get caught in it. It's like a spider web. we get comfortable in it, and then it becomes like we get all tied up in knots and we can't seem to move, or we start thinking, oh, the pain is something wrong. And pain is not something you want to live with all the time. But it is a messenger, and if we breathe into it, it will move a lot faster than it has been. And you guys know, look what's been going on in the world for these past few years. It's all about the breath. It's all about holding the breath. It's all about the lungs and the breathe. It's all about like holding the breath. So I'm going to encourage everybody, please breathe. When you feel low, just breathe. Nice. I took bars too. Bars are a great system. They're fun. We had a blast doing bars. I actually became an instructor, but too many things to do. So it's fun. So hi, Chris. And Lisa says, my body has been feeling it. Laying undulating my spine has felt. That's true. That's really important, that undulating of the spine. And yes, laying flat back when you can, rather than propped up with pillows. I know we need pillows sometimes, but we also, if when you can get to a place where you can just be flat on your back and roll around on the floor. Floor work, I love the floor work. The floor is solid. It's stable. It cradles you. It holds you so that you can move. So if you can find a spacious spot on the floor, get on that floor and do the five developmental Nia, or do some floor work. And if you need some techniques, call me or text me or email me. I have a zillion of them. But getting on the floor and playing like you when you were a baby or when you were a kid, that's when your body actually becomes more vital and alive. You know, Deepak Chopra, many, many years ago, I read Ageless Grace, Timeless Body, and did his whole work. And Deepak Chopra actually talked about, there's a scientific study back in the 50s, I think. Maybe in the 70s. Anyway, there was a scientific study a long time ago, and where they did, they actually took this population of people all around the same age, the same generation, and they built a town that would have been a town like when they were teenagers. But this town they surrounded with all teenagers, all the news, all the TV shows, all the music, everything, anything that was there was like from their teen years. And they were seniors. Anything that was there from their teen years. So they had no access to the outside world for like a month in this little town that was designed like when they were teenagers. And those people started getting younger. They started moving around. They started riding bikes. They started becoming younger. They started tapping into that youthful, dynamic energy of that beautiful vitality that comes with teenagers that we really don't know what to do with in the moment. And so they started getting younger, and every one of them did. And it was a beautiful experiment. Problem was, though, when they took them out of that environment, they started gradually falling back into their old patterns. So it's really we do need each other. We are an interdependent species, and we do need to be around people of all genders and races and ages, so that we have enough diversity so that we don't get rigidified into our thought process, no matter how lofty we think it is. It's really, okay, can I be with somebody that isn't exactly resonating where I feel like I would prefer they resonate? And can I be in that space where I can just maintain my sense of being, clearing what needs to be cleared within myself so that I don't become their sponge anymore, or I don't become their savior or their rescuer, or I don't become their judge or jury, so that I can just shine the light of my heart, shine the light of love on them, or shine it so brightly from myself that they can't help but see it. They can't help but notice it. And sometimes, honestly, being with people who are in so much pain, when you shine your light, it's like rubbing salt into their wound, and they may resist. But that's okay. You don't try to make them not resist. You just breathe into it, and either they relax into it and start feeling better, or they walk away. Because sometimes people, we have to accept people and let them come from the space that they're willing and able to come from. So it's learning to love, actually. I'm talking about Esther a lot tonight, so it's like interesting. So Esther I trained in Breakthrough with, and Esther also said, one of the things that she said was with Breakthrough, she said, one of the cruelest things you can say to somebody is, I love you. And I was like, what? I mean, many people were very, very ruffled and left Breakthrough. But I was like, But I kind of understood what she meant, because we love the way we're taught to love. And we have definitions by movies and songs of unrequited love, painful, rejected love, betrayed love, abusive love, you know? And so it's really about coming from this clear place of appreciation and learning to love differently than we were taught. So again, that remembering is really the unlearning of the programming that we were brought into this world with. Everybody breathe that in and tap that in. Yes, Chris, Mom is Earth. Just like the Native Americans say, Mother Earth, Father Sky. When we die, ashes. When our bodies die, it's ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Because we literally—I mean, when my mom died, and when we actually spread her ashes, when we opened up her ashes, and I literally held her ashes in my hands, I was amazed. I was amazed. I was like, "Oh my God, this is like the beach." My mom was like the beach, and I was like, "It was mind blowing." So these bodies are, and they are parts. They are created from this earth with the breath of the spirit enlivening it and animating us. And it's beautiful. It's amazing. And it's really literally tapping into the majesty and the beauty of all of that in such a way where we learn to appreciate it and love it. And listen to it. So Lisa says, my body has been feeling at length, supine on the ground and undulating. My spine has helped. I read this before, but I'll read it again. Lots of pops and cracks and lengthening. Feels like breaking old patterning. And it is. That old patterning, like our thoughts, like a lot of things that come up with dementia and Alzheimer's, I really feel like it's us thinking that we're thinking all these thoughts and trying to hold on to them all. And it's just, it creates this plaque in the brain and the rigidity of holding things in place. The body starts pumping collagen into the muscle fibers, if the fibers are not being moved. And after a while, because if you're not moving it, if you're not moving this shoulder, or if you're not moving this hip, oh, we're doing the reciprocal again. If you're not moving the shoulder, if you're not moving this hip, after a while the body says, oh, okay, I'm supposed to be still. So it literally starts pumping collagen into the fibers of the tissue to put glue, to glue it together so that it can be still, because it literally feels like that's what you're asked to do. And so it's like the body is very obedient to our thoughts and our words, because this is like our earth, that consciousness flowing through us. So it's like the body is very obedient. It will do what you ask it to do. It will do what you tell it to do. If you tell it that if you say, earlier in my life I always said, I don't like my thighs, and so that showed up later. So if you're having a body you don't like, they're going to start responding that way. So it really is about breaking those old patterns without having to go through a break, So literally breath is the best answer. Breath, tapping, breath tapping, breath tapping, and moving. So, Press, you're so welcome, and Mom is, and Earth is Mom. Andy says, what was that? Our bodies are the miracle? Our bodies are the miracle. If you think about it, Andy, actually don't think about it, breathe into your body. This body, we have an autonomic nervous system that runs everything that keeps us alive. It gives us the ability to do creative things like go for a walk, have a conversation. And we don't have to think about how it's done. We don't have to do it. It's done for us. And that's really, our bodies are that miracle that we are provided with, that everything is done for us if we allow it.
Okay.
That make sense, Andy? Did that answer your question? I hope. So, it's really about just listening and learning. It's really about unlearning our programming, listening and learning from the inside out. Because there's a, you know, Bruce Lipton, Greg Braden, all of those guys, there's all these books out now called The God Code. And it really is talking about our, it's really talking about our bodies, the programming. It's like we have this formula, our bodies know. They're designed to work well. They're designed to work well. And when it's our thinking that gets in the way and creates these alternate routes in our pathways that create alternate options, which is, we have alternate options. That's that free will dynamic. The alternate option is, I have free will to be well and to be happy and joyful, but I can choose otherwise. So our thinking sometimes slows down the processes when we try. It's just like when we're working a program, Andy, when we're working with body talk and we're working with the formulas just come to us. But when we speak them out loud and we write them down, we slow them down. A lot more is going on than we can actually write or speak out, but we slow them down. So every time we judge our body or we do things or speak against our body, we slow them down. We slow them down from their ability to be well. We get in the way. They're designed to work well without us thinking about it. They're designed to support and nurture us in a way, as long as we're listening to them. So in other words, if your body says, I need some water right now, which, by the way, I'm going to stop and take a drink. And if it says that one time and you don't do it, it's like, okay, I can let you get away with that. If you do that continually, eventually it gets dehydrated. And stops working. It's just like with body talk. Our bodies are always speaking to us. And our bodies are one part of the brilliance of our being human. But they're the vessel that carries us around. So, and we don't have to think about it. We do. Because our head brains like to get involved because we all actually have been programmed to think that that's what we are, haven't we? Remember, we got out of the brain. So we're bringing them back into the brain, bringing them back into the heart, bringing them back into the breath. Yes. Oh, I get it, Anne says, like Scorpio coming out of the ocean, tiny. We're in a Scorpio moon. And so sometimes when we're digging deep, because Scorpio is literally about diving deep, and I think, Linda, you might be a Scorpio if I remember correctly. But so Scorpios dive deep into the truth, into the water. And Scorpios have stingers, and they have spiny backs, so So it's like literally sometimes pain, sometimes we need to be stung before we have to take
it. Yeah, it does.
So, wow. New bones, new creation, Angela says.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Today, using sounds helps vibrate the fascia tissues to help release tension, too. Being vocal. Being vocal is very important. A blown om is great. Seems like so many are not able to use their voice, and it's so important. Our voice actually is our resonance. I've been reading this little book that talks about God speak and reading that out loud, because the dynamic is that when we hear it in our own voice, then that has the most profound effect theoretically. I say theoretically because everything is a truth in the moment. But it really is about that's your resonance. And there are actually vocal technology technicians out there that have machines that they can hook you up to when you talk or speak that can actually tell you what organs are out of sync, what's not working, by where your voice may be cracked or where it's out of tune. It's literally about, we are the instrument. It's literally about bringing ourselves in tune. It is so important, essential. Okay, Tanya says, I lie and move on the earth and feel I am in the earth's womb. And when I birth from earth, mother, onto heaven on earth. Not out of physical mother into the separation. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Find Sune, find ways to balance creative energy, which is human energy, in the sacral chakra. And also the throat and the solar plexus. Act through the heart. Okay. Learning to love. Learning what love is. You know, my definition of love is love excludes nothing. So all of those definitions, all of those we talked about, even the romantic love, even the betrayal love, nothing. It's all there is.
You can figure out why.
It's all we are.
On screen.
When we remember. Lisa says, yesterday and for a few days before, I experienced anxiety. I feel different after the new moon. So I wonder if the anxiety is now I will continue moving in the direction the anxiety initiated or settle back into the comfort usual known. Maybe you have insight. I think you're going to keep moving, Lisa. What I'm getting, Lisa, is you have the opportunity and the option to keep moving with that in the direction that anxiety moved you forward in. Or you have the opportunity or option to choose to fall back into the old patterns as usual and known. So it's your choice. I encourage you to go with that. Go with that energy of what initiated you moving forward. This is a really key pivotal time. And actually every new moon is every moment, every breath is a key pivotal time. But these planets come about in times. They assist. They're inside of us as well. The cosmos is inside of us as well. So every one of these cycles, the moon cycles, the 28 and a half day moon cycles, it's there to help facilitate what is possible for us. If we are ready and willing to take advantage of it, or not to take advantage of it. I don't talk about using resources. I partner with everything. Partner with the elements. Partner with the elements. Partner with the planet. Partner with my body. Partner with you guys. It's really about that interdependence that we talked about earlier, rather than using our resources. I think we're mistaken when we talk about using our resources. Instead, I'm partnering with my resources. Because when we partner, we share. It's tantra. It's tantra. It's the same thing as when we're breathing. We're breathing in and out. We have tantra with the trees all the time. We have tantra with the plants all the time. We have tantra with the oceans all the time. We have tantra with the elements.
No,
we have tantra with one another all the time. Too many people think tantra is all about sex, but no, it's about the life force, the energy of that exchange, that sharing. And that is simply cycling to energize everything and everyone that is part of that. It's a beautiful exchange of energy, a beautiful exchange of love, a beautiful exchange of love. Jackie mentions five rhythms. You know I'm a five rhythms fan. I love five rhythms. I love Nia. I love Ageless Grace. I love all my movement techniques. I love conscious movement, all of it. Movement. Our bodies are also, we have all these cells, but the bones and the tendons and ligaments are literally designed to move. They're designed for certain movements. So if we don't move them, they get rigid. They get stuck, just like that causes our thinking to get stuck. Somatic scientists, yes. I am a somatic. Thank you, Sune. All right, Jackie. Driving my convertible with the top down, singing classic rock tunes turns me into a teenager. Exactly. And yet, I will encourage you that I love, love, love music, and I love my Motown. But pay attention to the lyrics you're singing. I had somebody today say, yesterday, say to me, hell yes. And I went, oh, hell no. I say, heaven yes, hell no. So we need to pay attention to our words and pay attention to what it is we're energizing. And he says, so our bodies are the miracle, and we need to get out of the way to disentangle the stuff so we can properly experience time and the miracle. Yes, Andy, thank you. Yay. And they said, funny that I was just getting large intestine and hydration. Let it go. Yes. Let it go. Yes. Processing a lot right now. Yes, we are. Yes. Body Talk is so awesome. I'm very, 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 very grateful for Body Talk. It is my foundational system, and I will always love it and be a part of it. Drink more water. Yes. Yes. Yes, Linda. I hope you're feeling better now. This slide is on a delay, and somehow it all works. Our very own morphic field connected, always knowing collective intentions are manifesting always, and we can connect into that at any time. Always. Yes. 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 I know I'm not looking at the camera like I'm always supposed to do. I'm just not. I'm looking at you guys. Heaven on earth. Yes. All encompassing. Yes. Love. Yes. Yes, life, yes. Yay, Linda, I love you guys. Hi, Debbie, went to high school with you, first time listening in, but I'm absolutely amazed. Hi, Sharon, nice to see you here. That was a very long time ago, girl. Yes, I love the partnership, too. It's like, how is it helpful to use our resources? That's what we've been doing to the earth, using them up instead of partnering with them. We partner with them, we get a whole lot more, and we receive a whole lot more. And they receive a whole lot more. Like Sune said last time, my soul is breathing me. Exactly. We are not the dancer, we are being danced. We are not the breath, we are being breathed.
Why?
Oh, Sharon, there are so many books. We can all give you a long list, but that could go on for all night. I think, yeah, we're past 9 o'clock then. Is there still an easy button? Yes, easy button.
That was easy.
It was. It is. It can be easy. It can be easy. Sharon, get back to me. I'll give you a list. Anybody else here wants to give a list to Sharon, feel free, okay? Heaven, yes. Yes. nursery rhymes on my mind. Nice. I'm glad you enjoy it. I often change the words to songs, to nursery rhymes. I change them to suit me. Is there a mute button? Always. All right, you guys. I love you. I feel like we're a little past time. Let's take a few minutes to breathe. Because I feel a lot of energy moving, and I think it's fantastic. And I actually feel like we could be here till midnight. And I love you, but I don't know that that will be helpful. So, everybody, close your eyes for a moment. Feel this feel of all of us. Imagine all of us. And actually, I'm going to use one of my friend Mark Benzler's techniques. It's like, and I want you to imagine we're all holding hands, and imagine you're holding hands with somebody in this circle. We're in this big circle. And your left hand is up, and the person of your left has their right hand in your left palm. And your right hand is down, and you have your right hand palm down into the person's left hand beside you. So imagine we're all holding hands in this. And this is up in the end. And this I got from my friend Mike Kinsley. So I want you to imagine you're all holding hands like this. Close your eyes and just breathe. Breathe in and out gently. And then imagine you're sending energy out your right hand into the left hand of the person to the right of you, and it's going around the circle, around to all of us, this energy, and it's going through everybody's heart center, and it's circulating back through your left hand and through your heart. And let's just spin that energy until it feels smooth. And imagine we're including anybody that's included themselves by intention or actually that watches this later. Just anybody that wants to participate in this is welcome. The more, the merrier. The more, the better. And let's just feel this energy flow. And then when you're ready, you can drop your hand. I thank you. I'm so grateful for all of you. And I'm so grateful to our source, to all of you. I love you so much, and thank you for showing up. We need to show up for ourselves and one another. You're welcome, everybody. I love you guys all, too. So, blessed be. Okay, Sinead, if I'm going to say this last, I'm going to read these last comments. Sinead recommended Unwinding the Belly by Allison Post earlier. I think that was for me, too. I think that might be for Sharon, too. I love you all. Thank you. Good night.